News.
Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Hundreds of protesters gathered at the Tennessee Capitol today as lawmakers began a special session to consider splitting Memphis's Democratic stronghold into reliably red districts. Lawmakers will likely only have 3 days to redistrict, a process that usually takes months. Tennessee's NAACP President Gloria Sweetlove decried the redistricting effort before a crowd of protesters.
I want you to get mad. Not angry. I want you to get mad. Because when we get mad, we fight. And when we fight, we win.
Republicans struck down Democratic proposals to give the public more feedback in the redistricting process. GOP leadership quashed efforts to hold public meetings with constituents or to release the proposed maps publicly 72 hours before the final vote. A federal investigation into Tennessee Congressman Andy Ogles may soon wind down without the FBI reviewing key evidence. News Channel 5 reports the U.S. Department of Justice has agreed to return or destroy evidence it seized from Ogles' phone and email. That's a sign that investigators could be dropping the case. Officials had been looking into potential campaign finance fraud dating to Ogles' first run for Congress 4 years ago, but his legal team argued the FBI shouldn't be allowed to look at the personal communications of a member of Congress. Ogles has also been expected to face a serious challenge in this fall's election, but the current redistricting effort underway at the State House could afford him some cushioning. Yet another pedestrian has died after getting hit by a vehicle on Nashville streets. On Monday afternoon, a yet-to-be-identified person was hit by a semi-truck at the corner of Gallatin Pike and Trinity Lane in East Nashville, News Channel 5 reports. The main Gallatin corridor has become a focus in the city's Choose How You Move initiative. In a meeting last month, Metro officials reported there have been more than 800 crashes in the last 3 years along the stretch. They said high vehicle speeds, poor lighting, and lack of pedestrian infrastructure are all factors. There have already been a dozen pedestrian deaths in Nashville this year, WKRN reported last week. At this point last year, there were only three. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.